From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. China says it will counter U.S. protectionism to the end and at any cost. As a war of words over President Trump's proposed tariffs on Chinese imports escalates, AgWeb.com reports the statement from Beijing came after Trump ordered his administration to consider tariffs on an additional $100 billion in Chinese goods Thursday, sending U.S. stock futures tumbling. U.S. rice farmers and millers are close to overcoming one of the final obstacles blocking access to China's massive import market, but there isn't much celebrating as it looks like rice could become just one more casualty of an all-out trade war. According to AgriPulse, USA Rice Federation CEO Betsy Ward says after more than a decade of work to achieve U.S.-grown rice access to the Chinese market, we could finally see the finish line, and now a trade war could set us back years. Nearly all of the gasoline sold in the U.S. is blended with 10% ethanol, a mixture called E10. Almost a decade after the EPA approved the sale of higher 15% blend of ethanol in gasoline, or E15, the industry hopes to push that beyond the 10% so-called blend wall by promoting E15 at the pump and lobbying EPA to ease its sale. As reported by Successful Farming Magazine, the good news for the industry is that consumers seem to like the combination of higher octane and lower prices they get when buying E15.
And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.